Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here. This is Friday in Ordinary Time, proper 25 in the church calendar. My name is Ben, and you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Thank you for your support. You can support this podcast, the expenses that go along with it, and help us reach more people and encourage more people. You can find out more at benwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you. Waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the pit, out of the miry clay. And I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? Set my feet upon the rock and made my footsteps firm. Many will see and fear. I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? Thank you, Lord, that you invite us into your presence. You allow us to ask hard questions. How long, O Lord? You are not intimidated by our questions, our fears, and our doubts. We lay it all before you today, God. Thank you that we can be honest, we can be transparent, we can be vulnerable with you. You know us better than we know ourselves. and we do not have to hide from you. Amen and amen and amen. As we just sang, let's now read Psalm 40 for the director of music of David, a psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Will you think of me, Lord? Will you think of me, Lord? Oh, you think of me. Oh, you think of me. Oh, you think of me, Lord. You remember me always. You never forget me, Lord. You remember me. You think of me, Lord. I am not forgotten.
I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten, Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Revelation 6:12 through 7:4. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake, and the sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth, as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it?" After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Friday of Ordinary Time, Proper 25 in the church calendar. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. What a great honor and privilege to bring people, to bring ourselves before the Lord. Oh, He cares for us. He remembers us. He thinks of us. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Lay them all before Jesus now. Like the old spiritual says, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus as He thinks of me. I must tell Jesus He thinks of me.
Our families, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up.
I must tell Jesus He thinks of me. I must tell Jesus He thinks of me.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, your enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Changes you, changes them, changes the circumstance.
I must tell Jesus He thinks of me. I must tell Jesus He thinks of me. I must tell Jesus He thinks of me. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore, evermore. Amen.
Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Tell Jesus He thinks of you. He never forgets you. He remembers you always. He is thinking of you. Walk in that knowledge this weekend. Let's pray together again on Monday. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Help us reach more people and keep going. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.